crash.
Oh, I'm scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Gay fool in an old dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor Timothy.
Do you remember Big Fatty?
Yes.
You remember to say hi, Big Fatty? Say it.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Now, one, two, three, all of you do that. One, two, three.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Who was that?
Just a friend of mine.
Is he a dog?
Is he a dog? He probably could be, but he's not a dog.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1434. The BFO for Thursday, the 25th of July, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. Big Fatty's got an update to his travel situation. And can you hear that? Ha ha ha. Can you hear it? Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, snow bunnies. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your snow bunnies today, because y'all, today, the 25th of July, y'all, it is only 5 months until Crema Day. Big Fatty, where has the time gone? Y'all, I say it every month on the 25th, but y'all, it is unbelievable. It's unbelievable how quick this year is getting by us, and y'all, quite frankly, it is, well, let's just look here for a second. It's, one, two, three, four, five. Y'all, it is 6 weeks. Tamari is 6 weeks, from the kickoff of Pride 48. Y'all, I just cannot believe it. Oh my gosh! And y'all, before the Pride 48, y'all, I got the big horror weekend, and that's coming up in let's just see. It's a 1, 2. It's 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks from today. The 22th is when it gets started. Big Fatty, how do you have time to do all these things? Well, y'all, it's true. It's very true. Now, y'all, speaking of Pride 48, yesterday I put out a feeler. Big Fatty, that's vulgar, putting out a feeler. Y'all, I'd ask if any of you had the Delta Airlines coupons for the complimentary cocktail or the Snicker snack or even best of all the Sky Club pass, because I was gonna have a 3 hour layover in the Hatlanta on my return trip, and y'all, I wasn't getting in until midnight. Well, y'all, I'm sitting there in the coal mine this morning, and the phone rings, and I said, hello, lovey, and y'all, this woman just started talking, and she never identified herself or anything, and y'all, it took me a second to figure out what was going on, but y'all, she was calling from the Delta Airlines. And she was asking Big Fatty, Big Fatty, now I see here on the 10th of September, you're returning from Lost Wages to Charleston, and I see you've got a more than 3 hour layover in Hatlanta. Our flight, that flight you own, you're traveling alone, right? I said, yes. Big Fatty, what do you mean you're traveling alone? Well, anyway, she says that flight is overbooked, and we're trying to make accommodations for folks who can rearrange their travel arrangements. I said, well, what are we talking about? And she gave me a couple of different options, one of them, and I said to her, I said, well, I'm not going to consider any options unless you can guarantee me an aisle seat. Because, you know, I signed up way back, y'all, way back, you know, so I could get that good aisle seat. Because Big Fatty, you know, fat people need the aisle seat. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. So she says, well, let me take a look here, Big Fatty. And, y'all, she took a look, and she says, yes, Big Fatty, we can do that for you. And I said, all right, well, what are the details? And she says, well, Big Fatty, instead of leaving at 1 p.m. in the afternoon from Lost Wages, we can get you on the flight that leaves at 11:30 a.m. in the morning. I said, okay. She says, that'll put you in Hatlanta about 6-something. I don't remember exactly what it was, where you'll only have a 45-minute layover, and we'll get you back in Charleston by about 8:30 p.m. in the evening. And, y'all, and I said, okay, and she says, oh, and we'll give you a $200 voucher if you're willing to do that. I said, yes! So, y'all, I'm traveling on a slightly earlier flight, leaving, and, you know, it's a travel day anyway, so it's pretty much shot as it is, leaving just an hour and a half earlier. I'm guaranteed my aisle seat. I've got a 45-minute layover in Hatlanta rather than a 3-hour, and I'm going to be back in Charleston by 8:25. Ooh, y'all, that is, what is that? That's the some more of that Italian spaghetti. Yes, Big Fatty, you need to vary your diet. And I'm back in Charleston by 8:30 p.m. in the evening, rather than at midnight. And they're gonna give me $200 voucher to use during the next upcoming year. Big Fatty, you are the luckiest person that your mama knows, y'all. It's true. And y'all, speaking of lucky people, you know, I also earlier this week, you know, I was telling you about the having the lucky citation. And y'all, several other folks have, you know, yesterday we heard Skeeter, he wasn't so lucky talking about his citation. But y'all, one of the Danbarys, Brian and Debbie, y'all, we don't ever, they used to call from up there in the Connecticut. But y'all, you know, we've just been tossed to the side of the road now. They just never call. You know, I feel like somebody's old grandmother. Oh, you just never call. We never hear from you. But anyway, it's kind of like with that B.W. Valentine. Y'all, you know, she used to call every now and then, you know, don't ever hear from her. And that Patrick Plain, never hear from him anymore. Hey, Fanny, please. Brian and Danbury, when he was in North Kakalaki, he had a similar experience there. And y'all, that Stevie B, you know Stevie B and Warren, sometimes known as Denny. Well, y'all, Stevie B sent me a testimonium on Hump Day, saying that Denny had been pulled over by the police also, and he had a lucky citation or did not get a citation or something like that. So y'all, I'm mentioning this because, you know, y'all, I said it the other day, but it's what all the cool kids are doing nowadays. They're getting a traffic citation and then getting out of it. Well, except for Skeeter, but anyway, and y'all, I don't understand why Skeeter didn't get out of it, because y'all, from what I understand, he's cute as a button, and I heard that. He might even want to lick Big Fatty. Big Fatty, please, as far as y'all, can you hear that? Ha ha ha! Y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour today, y'all. But I didn't get very much because y'all, when I was going through the flyer in the newspaper, the Von's East, that y'all, they're running the $10 off the $50 gas card. But only on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you spend $50. So, y'all, I just picked up a couple of little things because, you know, I wanted to see what the penny coupon was. Also, y'all, by the way, I did not use the penny coupon this week. It was the package of the Von's East hot dogs. And, y'all, I didn't want another hot dog after having weenies last weekend. Big Fatty Vulgar! But, y'all, I just picked up a couple of things. I got some solid. Y'all, they have the good coffee. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of bags of that. Some strawberries, blueberries, and bananas. Y'all, that's all I got. and I spent $15.32, but y'all, I saved $9.29. Big Fatty, you didn't spend much, but you should have. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on my way back from the Von's East, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, had my TV guide in there, and, y'all, there was a slip, saying I had a package, so, y'all, I'm opening the package right now, y'all, it's a big old box, it's probably 18 inches, wide by, probably 30 inches long and about, about 4 inches deep. And y'all, it worries me. It may be another one of those giant dildos like that knot sent to me. But y'all, I don't know. Oh, my God. Y'all, that's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. And y'all, I'm not sure why I'm getting another one of these, but y'all, I'm sure it's from Naught. Y'all, it is a blank. What, y'all, it's the exact same thing, except it's blank. It's the Dick Rambone 14.5-inch dildo. Beep, ready? Naught, how am I supposed to get two of these damn things to Las Vegas? Beep, ready? That's your problem. But anyway... Oh, dear God. Not, you got to tell me what I'm supposed to do with these two things. Be, Freddy, I think it's quite obvious what you're supposed to do with those two things. Oh, vulgar. I guess, y'all, last time we was over here, that Mike Perry up there in the Squamish, B.C., it had Big Fatty coming out of some sort of mechanical birth canal. Big Fatty, it's vulgar still. Also from Mike Perry, it says, spotting Big Fatty wearing a pearl-encrusted shirt. I wonder if he keeps it with all his other encrusted shirts. Vulgar! Big Fatty, that's just vulgar. Y'all, I don't understand... No, that's a man. Big Fatty? And y'all, then that Musing Mark, also known as Mark and Calendar, you know, he's moving out of Canada, so it will be Mark and Calendar. It says, in this scene from the classic horror movie, Blanche Hudson learns the horrible answer to the question, what happened to Big Fatty? And y'all... I think it's from a black and white movie, Whatever Happened to our Baby Jane. Big Fatty!
Don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Bird Fatty, it's me. Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In the car. And by the car, I clearly mean the jalopy, if you can hear this shit in the background. Look, I'm calling because something happened in the coal mine today, and you weren't there, but you were. And, you know, I couldn't tell you about it because I had old Larry in my office for 3.5 hours at that. So I was walking back from the dining space there at the coal mine, and I saw some kerfluffle. And this very nice portly lady.
Trademark Vera Charles.
He kind of rushed up to me and said, I'm so sorry, do you have a trash bag? And I said, I don't. I do have a plate full of sausage, though, but no, I don't have a trash bag. I said, hold on. And so the news call went and helped her out. And then I realized it's because someone had shat their pants. They're right in the lobby in the coal mine, and they didn't want him to sit in it in the car on the way home. And so I immediately exclaimed, I thought Big Fatty was at lunch. And everyone was like, oh, no, he's in the lobby. So anyway, you're fat.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. How is it if he hung up? We still hear the jalopy. Well, I don't know. It's magic. It's magic. y'all, that's old Veda. And Veda, first of all, thank you so much for calling. That sounds just lovely. And y'all, he told me this story. And I just about shot myself just listening to it. Y'all, I think it needs no other explanation than, you know, shit happens. Big Fatty!
Hey there, Big Fatty. This is RC in Wisconsin giving you a call. I have an ex-Big Fatty question, so I'll wait for the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty?
The best way to make a pound cake.
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question for us today comes all the way up there from Cheesehead Country. Y'all, it's R.C. in Wisconsin. R.C.?
Okay, my question is, what do you drink when you're not drinking gin and tonic with two limes? I know you have your fucking diet that you do or whatever it's called, you know, paleo shit. Do you drink juice? Do you drink, you know, this soda with aspartame that everybody's scared of, which I don't know. Should I be scared of it? I heard I should. Do you drink water? I mean, what do you drink, I guess, is my question. So that's the fucking question. What do you drink, Big Fatty, when you're not drinking gin and tonic? When you're at the coal mine and you can't drink your gin and tonics with two limes? So if you can answer that, that would be great. All right. Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for calling, Aussie. And Aussie, really, thank you for calling. And this is an excellent question. It's an excellent question. And Aussie, Big Fatty, of course, in the mornings enjoys his coffee. You know, I've got the coffee bean grinder and coffee pot all built in together. I love my coffee in the morning. And while I'm at the coal mine, I usually drink ice water. Or sometimes after one of those luncheons, I'll have me some unsweetened tea, and then water generally. And you know, I enjoy that that moose pea wine. But y'all, I don't drink the sugary drinks or the Coca-Cola or anything like that. Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, now, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you probably heard some voices that you may not be quite sure of. Okay, Gussie, of who that is. Y'all, of course, the one voice that you probably did recognize was that of that Timmy Sims, who, y'all, I understand is going to be in lost wages, even though I can't get a commitment out of him as far as has he bought a Aeroplano ticket, which, by the way, is Mexican for Aeroplano ticket. And but y'all, and that's the little one and her friends that were joining him there. Y'all also got good news on hump day that the turnip head made it to go plate of that good hospital food, and he is back home. And y'all, when he got home, you know what the first thing he heard?
Hi, Big Fatty.
Oh, I hope he didn't hear that. He'd be in the wrong place.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.